We are continuing with Bikias, Maseches Makos, so at the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses the case brought down in the Pasuk, in Perek Yud Tes Pasuk He, which we've alluded to already, we've mentioned already, and that is a person is in the forest chopping wood. Something flies out, hits somebody, kills him, obviously unintentionally, and the accidental or unintentional murderer has to go to Ir Miklat. The question is, what flew out and killed the victim? So the Mishnah says as follows, with the bottom of the Daf Zayin Amud Beis, says the Mishnah, Nishmat HaBarzel Mikito Vaharag, if he's holding an axe, the axe has a wooden handle and a metal head, the metal head flies off of the wooden handle, kills someone, Rebbe Omer Eino Gola. Rebbe says he does not go to Golos. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. V'chachamim Omrim Gola. And the Chachamim say that he does go to Golos. He does go to Ir Miklat. That is what the Pasuk is talking about. Part 2 of the Mishnah. Min ha'eitz ha'mitzbaka. If a piece of wood chip flies, that's chopping the wood, and not the handle, the axe is fine. The axe stays put. But a piece of wood, a wood chip, flies out while he's chopping the wood, and that wood chip flies out and kills someone. So now they each have the opposite opinion. Now Rebbe Omer Gola, he does go to Golos, because that's what the Pasuk was talking about. V'chachamim Omrim Eino Gola. And the Chachamim say that he does not go to Golos, because that's not what the Pasuk was talking about. So they're arguing about how to understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the way we read it, V'noshal HaBarzel Min HaEitz. V'noshal HaBarzel Min HaEitz. So we're trying to understand what that means. V'noshal, the Barzel fell from, sounds like V'noshal HaBarzel Min HaEitz. Okay, we have to see a little bit more to understand what the Mishnah is talking about. So now the Gemara brings a braisa. Tanya, Amar Lehem Rebbe the Chachamim. So now we're going to have a discussion between Rebbe and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. And this is recorded in the braisa. Tanya introduces the braisa. Amar Lehem Rebbe the Chachamim. Rebbe said to the Chachamim, V'chi ne'mar v'nashal ha-barzel mi'etzo. Did it say in the Pasuk that the barzel, the metal, noshal, fell from its wood, meaning from its handle? That seems to be how the Chachamim understand it, because they say, if the metal flies off of the handle and kills someone, it goes to Golos. Says Rebbe, but that's not what the Pasuk says. It doesn't say the metal fell from its wood, meaning its handle. V'alo lo ne'amar. But doesn't it say, Ella, well, it only says, meaning it doesn't say that, it says, min ha'etz, min ha'shal barzel, min ha'etz, not from its wood, which would be its handle, and it would refer to the handle flying off, but rather, min ha'etz. Min ha'etz means a piece of the wood goes flying. Which means we would be reading the pasuk. Okay, we'll soon see how they're reading the pasuk. And furthermore, Ne'amar Eitz Lamata, Ne'amar Eitz Lamala. It says Eitz lower down in the Pasuk. It says Eitz higher up in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, he's going into the forest, Lachtov Eitzim, to cut wood. That wood is obviously not the handle of the axe. That wood refers to the trees. Or Lichros HaEitz. Lichros Eitz, to chop the wood. And now it says, V'nashal HaBarzel Min HaEitz. Says the word HaEitz twice. Sometimes it's the exact same word. Sometimes it's a different form of the same word. Sometimes it's even two different words that have the same idea. It's a type of, I don't know, usually if it's in different places, it's a Gzeir Shava. Here, it's the same pasuk. So we're learning one eighth from the other, says Rebbe. So again, Minamar eighth lamala. It says eighth higher up in the pasuk lichros ha'eitz. That's what Rashi says. Rashi dibar maskil, third to last line. Minamar eighth lamala lichros ha'eitz, to cut the wood, and that wood is obviously the wood of the trees, not the wood of the handle. Now my eitz lamata, and my eitz lamala. Ma eitz ha'amor lamala, mina eitz ha'mitbaka. So just like the pasuk is lichros ha'eitz, refers to chopping the wood of the trees. Af eitz ha'amor lamata, mina eitz ha'mitbaka. So too, the word ha'eitz that talks about the hammer refers not to the axe head flying off the handle, but rather refers to the ha'etz, refers to the wood of the trees that you're chopping, and a wood chip from the tree flies out and kills someone. Let's see that again inside. Oh, ne'amar eitz lamata, ve'ne'amar eitz lamala. It says the word ha'etz up and down in the pasuk. Rashi brings down both. Eitz lamata is v'noshel ha'barzal min ha'etz. Those are the words that we're discussing. Remember, eitz lamala, when they're chopping the wood, lichros ha'eitz, Rashi tells us. Those two Rashis are on the third to last line. So ma means just like. Ma eitz ha'omer lamala, just like the word eitz in the pasuk that's higher up, min ha'eitz ha'mitbaka, refers not to any handle, but rather the wood that you're chopping. Af eitz ha'omer lamata, min ha'eitz ha'mitbaka. So too, the word eitz, lower down, you want to know what that eitz is referring to? Is it the axe handle flying off the handle? No, it is not. It is the same eitz that we have above, which refers to the wood that's being chopped. And the wood that's being chopped went flying and hit someone and killed him. Min ha'etim, from the wood that's being chopped, flew out a chip and killed someone. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Ushneihem, both Rabbi and the Chachamim, Mikra Echa Darshu. They were Doresh. They learned this out from one pasuk. Which pasuk? This pasuk they were talking about. V'noshal HaBarzal Min Ha'eitz. Okay, so here is a Talmudic concept that we have to understand. And its application over here is extremely difficult. But let's first understand the concept, and then we'll try to figure out how it applies over here. We have words in the Chumash that look one way, but are pronounced a different way. It looks one way, it's pronounced a different way. So the question is, when you have such a word, do you learn up the word and darshan the word the way it is written or the way it is read? This is a machlokes all over Shas. It's called Yesh Eim LaMikra versus Yesh Eim LaMasoras. Is the main thing the mikra, how you read it, how you korei the word, or is the main thing the masoret, the tradition, the way the word is written in the Sefer Torah? So let's see. Again, Ushneihem, second to last line, Ushneihem mikra echa darshu. They're both learning it out from the same pasuk. V'noshal abarzel min eitz. Rebbe Sabar yesh eim lamasoras. Rebbe says you go not by the way the word is pronounced, but rather the way the word is written. Now here's the difficult part, and Rebbe wants to say the word here is written v'nishal ksiv, even though there is no yud in the pasuk. So I don't know why it has to be v'nishal. This is very hard to understand. But v'nishal ksiv. So it's unclear why this is called v'nishal. The pasuk actually says v'noshal. But the Gemara tells us, Yesh Ein Lamasores, and the way the word is written is as if it's written V'nishal, as if it has a Yud. V'nishal means that it's not itself flying off the handle, but it's causing something else to fly off the handle. So Rebbe says, Yesh Ein Lamasores, where the word is written, and the word is written V'nishal Ksiv, again, even though it's not written with a Yud in the Pasuk, so this is hard to understand, but we're going to take it at face value. You don't go by the way the word is written. You go by the way the word is pronounced. How you korei the word. That's the main thing. We read it. So, If it's v'noshal, it means that it itself went flying. Let's see the pasuk. V'noshal ha'barzel min ha'etz means that the metal went flying off the wood, which means the wood is the handle. That's how the Rabbanan understand it, and that's why the Rabbanan say that when the head flies off of the axe, he goes to ghost. Rebbe says it's not v'noshal. We learn it up as if it says v'nishal, which v'nishal means that it flew something else out. V'nishal ha-barzel min ha-eitz. It means that the barzel caused the eitz to go flying, but not that the barzel itself went flying. So only when, if the axe head goes flying, no ghost. Only if it hits a piece of wood and causes the wood to go flying, that's when there's going to be ghosts. This is a machlokes all over Shas. Yesh aim the mikra, yesh aim la masoras. Do we go after the way the word is written, or do we go after the way the word is pronounced? So now the Gemara asks, wait a second, the Rebbe, yesh aim la masoras virale? Does Rebbe really hold that you go by the way the word is written? Which over here is Vinishal? You go after the word is written? How could that be? Turn into the Ches Aleph. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But they said in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Dav Dalid, Rabbi, that's our Rabbi, Rabbi Huda ben Roetz, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, all these Tanoim, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Tanoim. But what's important for us is Rabbi, Kulu Svirlu, all of them hold Yesh Eim LaMikra. They all hold, you go after the way the word is pronounced. And everyone agrees the word is pronounced V'noshal. That means that the head itself went flying. So how could Rebbe say you go after the way the word is, you go after the way the word is written? Here the Gemara says, here quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rebbe holds Yesh Ein LaMikra. You go by the way the word is pronounced and not the way the word is written. Answers the Gemara, really, you're right. Rebbe really holds you go by the way the word is pronounced. But this is an exception to the rule. Hainu de ka'amar lehuva od. That's why, when Rebbe is discussing this in the Braisa, he says va'od. The Dav Zayin Amud Beis, the fifth to last line on the page, when Rebbe is talking to the Chachamim, he says, V'od, and furthermore, we have the word eitz written twice in the pasuk, and one word eitz for sure refers to the tree, so it must be the other one also refers to the tree, and not refers to the handle, the head flying off the handle. So that's what the Gemara says, right? This is an exception. Really, the machlokes over here is not the machlokes that appears in Kol Torah Kula, whether we go after the way it's written or the way it's read, but rather, with the machlokes is something else. Amara Papa. Okay, that is the end. That is the end of the sugya. So what comes out of this is that really Rebbe holds Yesh Eim LaMikra, but in this particular case is an exception to the rule because you have the word H written twice, and one of them is clearly referring to the tree that's being chopped. So it must be that's what goes flying and kills the person. So we basically rejected Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amarav, who want to tell us that the machlokes over here is the same machlokes that we have all over the place, whether we go after the way the word is written or after the way the word is read. Okay, let's get to the Mishnah. We're on the top of Ches Amud Aleph. We are on line 4, in the middle of the line. Amar Papa, said Papa, man. Man is a man. Man de that shudda. A man that threw pisa. A pisa is a dirt ball. a mud ball, a dirt ball, lidikla, to a dekel. A dekel is a palm tree. He threw a dirt ball at a palm tree. The Asar Tamri, and he knocked off a tamar. Tamar is a date. Dates grow on palm trees. The Ozol Tamri, the dates went, the kotul, and it killed someone. Does he go to Gos? So says the Gemara, says her papa, Banu le machlokes de Rebbe for Rabbana. This is the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbana. That means, when they're chopping the wood in the forest, if the head goes flying off the axe handle, so it means the person is swinging the axe, and the handle goes flying. So he's directly related to that axe handle. But if he chops a piece of wood, and then the wood chip flies out and kills someone, so that's already like in Hilchos Shabbos we call a klisheni. That's already a little bit more removed, because he chopped the wood and the wood went flying. Not that the thing that he's involved with, the axe itself, went flying and killed the person. So the Gemara wants to say that this same machlokes, he throws a dirt ball at a date tree, the date falls and kills someone. So it's a little bit further removed. So does he go to Golos in a case where it's less direct, says the Gemara. So the machlokes over here is just like the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rebbe and Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Pshita, that is obvious. So the Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. Mahu detema. Mahu detema means I might think, even though we have a rule. Ema lema nema tema always means say. Tema with an aleph at the end. Tema with a hey at the end, used by Tosus. Tema! Wonderment! But with an aleph at the end, it means say. But mahu detema means I might think, or I guess I might say. Mahu detema, I might say. Kikoach kocho domi kamash melon. I might say that it's too far removed. It's not, there's me. There's a human being. A human being does something. Then there's kocho. Something comes out of his koach, from his strength. From something that he did comes something else. And then there's koach kocho. He did something to something, which did something to something else. And that already is too far removed. And everyone agrees there's not going to be golos. So let's see the Gemara again. Mao de tema, you might think that the case of the dates is kokoach kocho dami. It's further removed. Kamash milan. Let's see, Rashi, line 4 in Rashi. Mahu detema, I might say, ha le Rebbe, this case, according to Rebbe, kikoach kocho dami, it's like too far removed, it's like a double koach. He did X, which did Y, which caused Z, and he's going to be putter. Why? Sharegev, the dirt ball, I throw a dirt ball. Hayakoach rishon. Unishira satzmarim, and when the dates fall off, hayakoach sheni, that's already koach sheni, and it's too far removed, and there's no galus. KML, kamash melon, I'm still in Rashi. Sheharegev, the dirt ball, kigarzen, that's like the axe. Vatzmarim, and the dates that fall, kikise manitez, that is like the wood chip that goes flying. Like kisem. A kisem is a, in modern Hebrew, I think a kisem is a toothpick. It's a piece of wood, hanitaz, that went flying. So he says it's directly related, even though in one case he's holding onto the axe, and in the other case he's just throwing the dirt ball. So that's what he wants to say. Kamash Maman, it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, so Mao de Tema, back in the Gemara, I might say, Kikoach Kocho Dami, that it's too far removed. It's a double Koach, and it's more further removed than the case of the wood chip going flying. KML. Kamash Malam, that it is not. It's a parallel thing. It's similar. It's the same thing. Same halacha, and will be the same achlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanam. So now Gemara says, once we get into this idea of double Koach, Koach Kocho, Ella, but koach kocho, the Rebbe hechi mishkachasla. So how do we have a case of koach kocho, according to Rebbe, that in fact is going to be putter? If the wood chip goes flying, he says he's chayev. He throws a dirt ball at the date tree, the date falls and kills someone, he's going to be chayev. But Rebbe agrees that if it would be koach kocho, it would be putter. So what is that case? Hechi mishkachasla. So koach kocho, according to Rebbe, double koach, which is too far removed to be chayiv galus, hechi mishkachas la. How do we find such a case? Mishkachas find, how do we find it? Kigon, for example. Dishada pisa. He threw a dirt ball. Umache le garma. And the dirt ball hit a piece of wood in the tree. Vazal garma, and then went that piece of wood in the tree. Umache le kvasa. And then it hit the cluster of the dates. Vazal tamri. Then the date fell. Vazal tamri vakato. And the date went and killed someone. That means when he throws a dirt ball at the date and the date falls and kills someone, that's called one koach. That's going to go to galus. Well, that's the machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan. But when he throws a dirt ball at the tree and it hits a piece of wood, and only that piece of wood then goes and hits the date, and that's what causes the dates to fall, hit the guy in the head and kill him, that's a Rebbe koach kocho, and even Rebbe will agree in that case that he does not go to galus.